Max and Giza for Search SOA. Joining us today is Randy Hefner of Forrester. Thanks for joining us, Randy.
Sure. Thanks, Maxine.
Thanks. And so today we're just going to talk a little bit about integration management throughout an application's lifecycle. And just to start off a bit, if you could just talk to us a little bit, Randy, about, is software integration software integration management an area that's covered under the umbrella of application lifecycle management? If so, yes, and could you kind of also talk about some of the gaps in that coverage?
Well, it depends on whether you talk about application lifecycle management as a product space or as a discipline. And in a product space sense, then I'm not sure it is covered very well, and it would be very hard to cover it very well because integration is such a diverse area. If you include the broad set of application integration, data integration, process integration, and related areas that can serve an integration function or maybe not, like complex event processing and business rules. I would even include collaboration when done well as a process integration, that sort of design point, if you will, because what you're trying to do is integrate people in the softer context of things that need to be done as part of a process, and that's sort of a very contextualized collaboration versus just, hey, toss some collaboration or social tools into the environment and hope people use them well, which is haphazard at best anyway. But if I think about it from a discipline standpoint, I don't think I would use the word application lifecycle management. I would call it solution lifecycle management because integration, of course, goes across the bounds of any individual application. And in the past, the view has really been about integration is, well, that we're just connecting silos of applications together to make it easier to live with the silos. And going forward, at Forrester, we think that that's a poor view of integration. Yes, sometimes that is what you need to do, but really what you're trying to achieve with integration is coherent operation of your business and excellent business outcomes. And so you ought to start with business design as the point. So we use the phrase digital business design in our research to capture that notion. And from that standpoint, then, is another reason to think of it as solution lifecycle management. And as part of that, and as part of making sure that you have a coherent business, you better make sure that you're managing your integration well. So, that's a new view, and I don't yet see that many people in the industry taking that view and understanding that integration really is about achieving a coherent business, which is a business point of view versus the technical point of view of just connecting silos.
And so, Randy, if an organization has integrated sets of applications, what's needed to keep those integrations up to date?
Let's come from two different angles. One is just that let's say we have even gone through this more strategic process of digital business design that I'm talking about, and we've identified particular ways that we'll integrate applications. Maybe sometimes we've done a role-based workspace that does a user interface that's tuned to be the tool that a user needs or a user role needs versus forcing that user role to split across multiple applications, or you've done some process or SOA-based things, in order to unify your business and achieve a coherent business out of these multiple silos. Well, the fact is those silos are still changing, and if they're packaged apps that you're delivering off the shelf in an on-premise way, then you have some control over the cycle of upgrades, and probably integration. Firms don't tend to keep their off-the-shelf on-premise apps up to date as much as they should. But if it's SaaS-based, you don't have control over when the application gets upgraded and how the functionality is going to change. So you need to be focused on understanding from both a preventing problems point of view and also from a taking advantage of opportunities point of view. When are the applications that you're tying together with your integration strategy? When and how are they changing? And what does that mean about when and how you need to change your integration? With an enterprise SOA strategy, just thinking again about more internal, potentially on-premise sorts of stuff. Other projects may be creating new versions of the services that you use, and eventually you'll want to upgrade to the latest versions of the services, if for no other reason than to keep down operational costs and maintenance and management hassles in your enterprise. So these are all good reasons to have a good monitoring strategy to know when and how each one of the apps that are part of your integration are being changed, to make sure that you can make some conscious decisions on when and how to update and upgrade the integrations that you're doing. And this is all aside from just the fact that your business is changing and may drive you to need to do new ways of integrating as well.
And Randy, you mentioned integration maintenance a little bit just a second ago. What would you say are some common mistakes in application integration maintenance and management that you've seen?
Well, probably the most common one is one that I alluded to, which is thinking that if it ain't broke, don't break it. If it's working, then just don't think about making any changes to it. But the issue with that is you can get so far behind, with a packaged application that you have installed on premise, for example, that now all of a sudden upgrading to the current version is a major project versus a few little hiccups along the way, and so that's a major reason to think about. A major mistake is forgetting that you need to be looking at and maintaining the apps. I think another big mistake that I've alluded to is going at it with the mindset that it's just about connecting these application silos, and you miss opportunities to think about achieving better outcomes, better business outcomes, by introducing new models for integration and new ways of doing integration. Maybe you can push data around on the back end in a data integration or application integration kind of way, but maybe what the real problem is, your business process is broken and you need to fix it via integration at a higher level. You're doing process-oriented kinds of integration work that is undergirded by data and SOA kinds of integration. And when I say SOA, by the way, we should note that I'm referring to every bit as much the API styles of integration, whether it's internal APIs or the kind of external open web integration that's often called API management.
And if you could, offer someone some best practices in this area, what would they be?
I would say let me do this two ways. To do it, let's say that you're ready to and you see the value in taking a more business focused approach, and let's say not. If you're ready to do digital business design and look at your business, then I think you're driving the decision to do integration work based on clear analysis of business outcomes and understanding your processes in a from a coherent analysis and a business person's point of view that says what's important to this business area and the costs and outcomes of running that area of the business, and you're driving integration from there. But if you're not doing that, then and if you are, but particularly if you're not, your focal point becomes having a good monitoring system for understanding when are apps changing, how are apps changing, and using that to, and whether these are SaaS, on-premise, or custom build apps, for understanding how they're changing and having a continual assessment of when is the right time to update integrations. Along with that, one of the best practices that I think you can leverage from some companies in the world of SOA who have been doing good things is to understand that there is no such thing as an application that does not have a next version, because you may need to, and this applies everybody as much if I'm thinking about integration paths as my application, because even if you don't need to deliver new business functionality, you need to keep from accumulating the technical debt of having many different apps doing integration with the same apps in different ways on different versions of SOA services and the like. So a discipline, I might make an analogy to car maintenance. Everybody who owns a car does or should know that it's important to change the oil on a regular schedule, particularly if your car is older. That's one of the most important things you can do to keep the car running and to maintain its life, is to change the oil. Well, it'd be convenient if you could do this maintenance. I mean, you get nothing more from an immediate benefit standpoint by going in and getting your oil changed. It's just time you have to invest. And so maybe it would be convenient to only change the oil when you had to do some other major maintenance, like you were getting a new car stereo installed, or there was a recall, or you had a collision, and so you knew you had to get some major repairs. But that doesn't work out that way. Sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and take the time and go in and get your oil changed. That keeps it running well, and you have to have the same attitude toward your body of integrations and the body of applications that your business is running on. And so that orientation toward understanding that ongoing maintenance is a regular cost and something that, yes, you'd like to keep under control, but it's something that you need to spend in order to keep your business flowing well.
Great analogy, Randy. One last question for you. I'm going to ask you to put on your forecaster cap here. What tools and changes and processes do you foresee happening now or maybe in the near future in terms of managing software integration throughout the application's lifecycle?
I keep hearing a lot of noise about various kinds of metadata management and similar sorts of tooling, whether it's XML kind oriented kinds of modeling or just more pure data and metadata management that may be associated with data integration or reporting or other things. And I think that will play a role in helping to make maintenance of integration smoother in the future. But I think there's not really a clear path to how that happens. And so I think there's a lot of creativity yet to happen in the industry, both on the vendor side and on the user side, to figure out how to make metadata management work very well. But an example of it is for those that are doing both data architecture and SOA, there's two names I've heard it, but you can either call it a common information modeling strategy or canonical information modeling strategy. I sort of like common information modeling better, but there's a realization that the data, how data gets modeled for storage in a database or the like, is different from how data gets modeled to be in motion in an SOA message or an API structure in a REST API, but nonetheless, there should be some degree of coherence between the two. You know, if customer is defined one way in your databases, it ought not be defined a whole different way in your SOA messages. And a common information modeling strategy tries to find the common ground between those two, and metadata management is a big help. So I think that's one, and I think the other major thing is the ugly word governance, which, you know, we're talking a lot at Forrester about agile governance, and I think there are ways to approach governance in the right way so that it doesn't sound like, you know, we're from the architecture team and we're here to help you, which sounds sort of like we're from the government and we're here to help you. But governance is an important part of this. You know, that strategy I mentioned of there's no such thing as an application that doesn't have a next version, that requires governance to make sure that on some schedule, before it gets too far in between points, you know, an application is brought up to snuff with the latest in the integration interfaces and versions that have changed for the various integration points that it has. So I think governance and metadata would be two big key words that I would associate with the future in this area.
Great. Well, that's all I have for you today, Randy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me.
Great. Thank you.